Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, Alan, much has been said and pontificated about dealing with the use of oak in Chardonnay. And there is sort of a blowback movement towards un-oaked Chardonnay. And in some respects, it's been kind of interesting. But I'm not so sure that just removing the oak is necessarily always exactly the best way to go.
No, it's not, Hugh. And sometimes you'll have really, really tasty Chardonnays that see no oak whatsoever. But in the hands of less than skillful winemakers, okay, you lose the oak, but you also lose Chardonnay character. And I'm sorry, but I can get other neutral tasting white wines without spending the money. And that's what you're left with sometimes. But I did some good homework and I found some things that kept the Chardonnay character but got rid of the oak. So let's jump right into that.
All right.
Okay, here we go. First from France, Mas de la Chevalière, La Roche Chardonnay from the Pays d'Oc, which is in the south of France, 2019. This is $14. And this wine is pale gold with an aroma of light floral notes and a touch of minerality. This white has some substance to it. First of all, there is full, round, smooth texture. Next, there is a good, filled-out, medium body. And finally, you get a solid bed of fruit supporting it all. There's bitter orange, a touch of green olive, and tart white grapefruit on the palate. And the fruit is strong enough to make this wine, I think, very, very food-friendly. And something like grilled shrimp, for instance, would really bring out the best in this. Hugh, the La Roche Chardonnay at $14 is a value.
That's a good value.
I think so, too. Now, let's move over to California, where the un-oaked is really a big deal. By the way, not many of the French un-oaked Chardonnays say un-oaked anywhere on the bottle.
Interesting. Well, it's not a marketing thing for them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Here's Lockwood's un-oaked Chardonnay from the Central Coast, 2018, $16 a bottle. And you'll immediately notice a deeper gold color here. I wondered if this was 3 years of extra age or just they were using very ripe grapes. I'm not sure. But the wine uses a tad of residual sugar to fill out the palate, which is not a bad idea. And while the acidity may be a little low, the fruit flavors are pretty abundant on this wine. There's touches of tropical fruit that appear in the aroma and follow through on the palate. So all in all, it's a fairly simple Chardonnay that is unmistakably Chardonnay from California, no oak. Now, here's one that just really impressed me. This is from Four Vines. It's called their Naked Chardonnay from the Central Coast, 2019. It's okay to let children look at the bottle. it's only $12. And this is a very attractive un-oaked Chardonnay that brings true Chardonnay character. There's a lot of classic California Chardonnay flavors here, but the overall impression is lightness and restraint. The aroma is fresh and pleasant. There's honeydew melon, honeysuckle flowers, and a hint of lime. The flavors center on something like cold pineapple with lemon toffee notes. Very satisfying. You'll not miss the oak at all, but you will love the Chardonnay character. Hugh, at $12, undoubtedly, the Four Vines Naked Chardonnay is my wine value of the week, and I think it's something to look for. So there you go. Give these a try. You won't get any splinters in your mouth. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and you've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.